Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a warm hat and a puffy coat. It's time for a story. Today's story is Are You My Dad? By Leslie Kelly. An egg sat snuggled on her dad's feet. The baby bird inside leaned her egg to the left. She wriggled it to the right. She twisted it backward and tilted it forward. Then she rolled her egg right off her dad's feet and down a small hill. A gust of wind pushed her egg, and it rolled down a big hill. Down, down, down her egg traveled, until out she popped.
"Where is my dad?"
she asked. She looked left. She peered right. She glanced behind and gazed in front.
"My dad is lost," she cried. "I must go and find him."
And away she went. Down a slippery slope she slipped. Over an icy ridge she slid. Along a cold path she waddled to the edge of a hill where she saw an albatross.
"Are you my dad?"
she yelled. The albatross looked down at her and replied,
"I am a bird, like your dad, but he swims in the sea and cannot fly like me."
And away he flew. The baby bird waddled on. Around a snowy rise she slipped. Under an icy ledge she slid. Beside a cold trail she wandered, until she came to the edge of the sea, where she spied an orca.
"Are you my dad?"
she yelled. The orca squinted at her and replied,
"I swim like your dad, but he lives on land, while I live in the sea, and he is much smaller than me."
And away he swam with a grand splash. The baby bird shook herself off and waddled on. Beyond a snowy bank she slipped. Past an icy bridge she slid. Between cold tracks she wiggled until she came upon an elephant seal.
"Are you my dad?"
she asked. The seal paused and then replied,
"I have flippers like your dad. I swim in the sea and live on land like your dad. And though some say he is tall, he is still small compared to me."
And he wiggled into the sea. The baby bird slipped on with her head hung low.
"My dad is very lost. Where can he be?"
she worried and began to waddle faster. She passed a blue whale spouting water. She spied a fur seal lazing in the sun. She saw a tern flying over a hill.
"None of you can be my dad," she grumbled.
Just then, the baby bird noticed a strange something climbing out of the sea. The something knew how to swim, but was resting on land. He had flippers, but did not seem to know how to fly. He was not very small, and he was definitely tall.
"Dad, Dad, Dad, I found you," she squealed.
The strange something stopped and turned toward the peeping baby bird. He lifted an object to his face and began clicking madly. The baby bird halted.
"Uh-oh, you are not my dad. You are a clicker," she screeched as it began moving slowly toward her. The baby bird turned, waddled, slipped, and slid as fast as she could, away from the clicker.
Quickly, past the tern, the seal, and the whale she went. Along the cold path she slid, away from the elephant seal. Over the icy ridge she waddled, away from the orca and the sea. Up the snowy slope she slipped, away from the soaring albatross. Over, around, between, and up, up, up she waddled, until finally she reached the top. There, all around her, were emperor penguin dads, with baby birds nestled on their feet. Off to one side was a dad, with his head hung low. She waddled right over to him and stated,
"I know you. You are a bird who cannot fly. You live on land, but swim in the sea. You're rather tall, and you've been missing me."
The daddy emperor penguin opened his eyes wide and smiled a big smile. With a contented sigh and a twinkle in his eye, he snuggled his precious baby penguin onto his feet and held on tightly, while in the distance, a strange thing clicked madly. I was so relieved at the end of this story when the baby bird got reunited with the daddy penguin. I have been a little child who couldn't find my mom or dad, and it was scary. I have also now been a parent who couldn't find my little child. And that is very scary, too. So I was so relieved that they found each other in the end. As you were listening to the story, there was one strange creature that the story never told you what it was. Were you able to figure out the mystery? It came up out of the water, and it knew how to swim, but it was resting on the land. It had flippers, but it did not know how to fly. It was not very small. It was definitely tall. And it was holding an object that clicked. Could you guess what it was? Do you want me to tell you the answer to the riddle? If you don't want to know, and you just want to keep guessing, then close your ears, because I'm about to tell you that it was a human wearing a diving suit, flippers on its feet, and using a clicking camera. This story takes place in Antarctica, the continent at the southernmost part of our planet. It's such a cold and harsh place. And there are some very interesting creatures that call Antarctica home. The emperor penguins in this story live their whole lives on Antarctica. Some of the other animals stop by Antarctica to visit. The albatross might fly all over the world. If you're interested in albatross, I have an episode called Blue Booties that's all about a short-tailed albatross. You might want to check that out. The orca whales can visit Antarctica, but they spend other parts of their lives in other places, including right near where I live now. In this story, we also met an elephant seal, a blue whale, a fur seal, and a tern. I love learning about all of these animals. Did you know that after a mother emperor penguin lays her egg, she hands it right over to the father emperor penguin, and it's the father's job to take care of that little egg and to keep the little chick safe and warm while the mother goes out and hunts for food. If you like learning all about animals, I've been listening to a podcast that you might really enjoy. It's called Amazing Wildlife, made by my friend Chris. Here's Chris to explain to you what the show is all about.
Take a journey with Amazing Wildlife as we explore the many creatures found in the world around us. Each episode, the animals are the star as we highlight three species with fun and insightful facts in an audio documentary-style presentation. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, as well as our website, AmazingWildlifePodcast.com. Join us for the show dedicated to the wonders of the animal kingdom, Amazing Wildlife.
You can find that show by searching for Amazing Wildlife anywhere you like to listen to podcasts. Are You My Dad? By Leslie Kelly is available on Amazon with really cute illustrations by Kirk Werner. Thanks to Leslie Kelly for sharing this book with us. And thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next time!